Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Is it time, Lord? I always love it when we're in Ecclesiastes. Because there are so many great concepts in this. I'm going to read a little bit from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 8. And you're going to recognize this, but the thing is, it also works with what we have today. We use the standard lectionary, which is set up in a three-year rotation. So we go through the whole Bible every 3 years, and we're in year C. In year A, this is the reading for today. Okay, so it works on what we're doing. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. That's Old Testament. It's full of gospel, isn't it? Remember a couple weeks ago, well, it's almost a month now, we sang that hymn, It is I, Lord. Remember that? Could that also have been, is it time, Lord? Good way to think about it, isn't it? In a few minutes, Ron and I are going to perform for our offertory, Corner of the Sky from the musical Pippin. How many of you are even familiar with the musical Pippin? Stephen Schwartz. Stephen Schwartz is the guy that wrote Godspell. He's also the guy that did the movie for Pocahontas, the Disney movies, those kind of things. I mean, the guy's a great musician. I know I'm talking. Okay. But the story of Pippin is this. Christmas Day, 800 AD. Charlemagne. Well, we're going back a long time ago. Was crowned Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, and it was created on Christmas Day, 800 AD. 1,200 years ago. Okay. It's really funny because they called him into Paris, you know, he came in and all this stuff. And actually, we call it Charlemagne, but in French it's Charles Le Magnier, Charles the Great. Okay? And the Germans also. I mean, he's the king of that whole area. Both he's the founder of Germany and France. Okay? So anyway, the politics there, he goes for this big party on Christmas Day, and they said, oh, by the way, you're going to be the ruler of the Holy Roman Empire. And it's like this. You know, he comes up, would you come up so we can crown you emperor? He wasn't very happy about it. Okay? Because, you know, what are you going to do now? But it was the restart of the Roman Empire, okay? He had two sons, Pippin and Carloman. Good boys. You know, we hear the things we're studying in 1 Samuel right now, you know, how sometimes the kids, you don't want to have anything to do or even put them to death if you're the king. You know what I mean? So here we have this situation where he's got two sons and they're good. Pippin did not want to be emperor, but when Charlemagne died, they split the empire in two. Carloman had half of it, Pippin had the other half. And they actually got along as rulers. Okay. Pippin wanted to be a priest. He wanted to go into holy orders. And so he wrote a lot. And one of the biggest things that he wrote was a treatise on that part, the text from Ecclesiastes, that we talked about. And it was used as this song that we're going to sing here in a few minutes. And if you remember the Byrds from the 60s, remember the song? Turn, turn, turn. And then right now I can't think how it starts. Yeah. Yeah, but I can't think musically how it's, what's the melody? For every season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. It's that same reading from Ecclesiastes. Isn't it interesting that the Bible, okay, is in rock songs of the 60s? You know, but the thing is, unless you're a Bible scholar, you don't know that. So Pippin does this treatise on this. Well, Stephen Shorts, when he's putting together the music for this musical in his life, took that treatise and turned it into this little corner of the sky. Okay? It's his corner of heaven. You know, and what is it? And it's his reflections. Well, everything does have a season and everything does have a time. But the things we wait for are in God's time, not man's time. I'm saying that. I'm seeing all the heads doing this in the congregation today. And you know, and that's hard for us because we need it now, God. Okay, I'll give it to you when it's time for you. Just because you want doesn't mean you need it right now. Boy, isn't that hard? Even when you're a kid and you get that, it's tough. But if everything does have a time, that means if you have something new coming in, that new beginning, there has to be an ending to the old. For every start, there has to be an end. Make sense? So everything has a season. Everything has a time. One of the things that happens at baptism is that it's an exorcism. All right, well, what is the purpose of baptism? Well, it's when the Holy Spirit enters you, right? Well, if the Holy Spirit's entering us, remember the beginning and end, what is leaving us? Sin, evil spirit. So at that point, okay, but now we are sinful beings that will come back. The evil spirits leave. And many times we allow them to come back and give them power in our lives. So everything has a season for both beginning and ending. Now, one of the things that comes out of that service, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's from our readings today. And this is the Old Testament, or excuse me, epistle reading. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Remember Galatians 5, I preach on all the times. What is the stuff of the flesh? What is the stuff of the spirit? All right, so put to death sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. We don't know about that. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah. In these two, you once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self. For every ending, there is a beginning, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Now I love this. When Christ appears to you, you also appear to Christ. Now think about that for a second. Isn't Christ just like God, omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing? So why do we have something that says, when Christ appears to you, you will also appear to Christ? What changes at baptism?
Relationship.
And you know, that's what's great about this. One of the things Pastor Antonio and I both done is studied the Didache. In Greek, that means the teachings. The apostles wrote what we're supposed to do in church in 80 AD. It's a little book. We had lost that book, and there was a copy of it in the Dead Sea Scrolls. We had seen references to it. But first of all, it talks about the importance of baptism and that we can be baptized through the Spirit, whatever. But somewhere along the line, you have to have that water baptism. Why? Remember when Paul got baptized here last year or earlier this year? I mean, he's a great Christian. We know he's with God. But why is it important? Well, because the apostles, the followers of Jesus, told us about the importance of that. Okay? But again, we go back to the why of everything. Well, we put off that old self at baptism. Okay? In fact, during Luther's prayer for baptism, it's called the flood prayer, because he talks about the flood that destroyed everything because God wanted to clean house. Isn't that the same thing that happens at baptism? That you are cleaned house inside and the Holy Spirit enters you. Okay? Here's the words I'm going to be singing in a little bit. Everything has a season. Everything has a time. Show me the reason and I'll show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill and children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I won't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Got to find my corner of the sky. 1,200 years old. Was Pippin dealing with the same things you and I deal with daily? Sure he was. So, folks, is anything ever really new in the world? We've been studying 1 Samuel in our Bible studies. And one of the things we have discovered about 1 Samuel is that human nature hasn't changed in almost 4,000 years. We've got all this technology. Okay, you can hear me today because I got my mic on. We've got radio, television, computers, all this other stuff. What's the only thing that hasn't changed? Us. Isn't that sad? What elicits change in us? Pastor Tony?
Well, I've got to jump in here. I'm sorry, but that's going to change. That's Jesus Christ.
That's what we're going through right now.
Well, see.
Okay.
I've paused for so long.
Well, I wanted to take a nap. Is he right?
That's right, yeah.
That's where we're going with this.
Yeah.
We change at baptism. Can we reject that change? Yeah. And that's what's sad. But that's also what free will does for us. You have the free will. Put your foot there. I'm glad you put that on. You have the free will to reject what God has done for you. You also have the free will to accept what God has done for you. You know, as Lutherans, we don't believe in decision theology, do we? But there is that time when you can reject, accept. You are in that. I mean, God took free will away from the angels after the war in heaven, right? If you believe in 1st Enoch and all this other stuff. But part of the thing is, he left free will in us because we have that choice. Okay. And again, you know, it's the angel and the devil sitting on your shoulders talking to us, which is out of the Quran, it's not out of the Bible. But I think it's true, okay? Our conscience is always working with us, isn't it? Should you be doing this or shouldn't you be doing this? So Pippin, 1,200 years ago, is reading this section of Ecclesiastes and said, does everything have a season and does everything have a time? And you know what's neat about it is he's dealing with the same things we are today. And what did he come up with? I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Where does your spirit run free? With God, with Jesus. My corner of the sky. be with me. I listened to that, and I listened to somebody talking to me from 1,200 years ago, and it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? You know, that's one of the things that I read the church fathers, the wisdom that comes through. And you know, the thing about wisdom is important. You know, what is he talking about in our readings for the day? Where wisdom is vanity. What does he mean? Okay, that was in our reading. Isn't knowledge and wisdom important? Well, why is it vanity? If it's not centered in Jesus Christ. Because if we're centered in him, he is centered in us. If we see him, he sees us. Make sense? I think so too. I think that's what we get. And so Schwartz takes Pippin's conclusion in this music and uses it almost word for word. I've got to be where my spirit can run free in my little corner of the sky. So in answer to our original question, is it time or? Bet you it's time for every purpose under heaven. So wisdom is not vanity when it's centered in the Lord. And Jesus takes care of us in God's good time. May this wisdom of God's time keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.